This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, a wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. And now for coffee flavor Instant Postum, here's Bing Crosby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This was written by Joey Bushkin, the darling of the salons on team when he was working for Tommy Dorsey.
I'm not the guy who cared about love, and I'm not the guy who cared about fortunes and such. Never cared much, but look at me now. I never knew the technique of kissing, and I never knew the thrill I could get from your touch. Never knew much, oh, look at me now. I'm a new man, better than Casanova at his best. With a new heart, brand new start, I'm so proud I'm busting my vest. So I'm the guy who turned out a lover. So I'm the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things, oh, look at me now.
Let's say, folks, right here, we lend an ear to Galen Drake, huh?
You know, if you ask the average fellow if he thinks he's a good man, he'll say, well, sure, I'm a good man. Say, I never hurt anybody in my whole life. Well, no, that may be so, but isn't it strange how we sometimes sin against ourselves? Of course, we take care of other things, the family, the job, and charities, but how about our own good health? Maybe you say, oh, I do pretty good. I eat fairly sensibly and go a diet once in a while. I don't sleep so good, though. I feel a little dragged out now and then, but then, after all, I'm no kid anymore. Yeah, and maybe you're kidding yourself, too. Those little danger signals may mean that you're depending on the caffeine and coffee for that quick pickup. Now, your doctor would be the first to tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the delicate nervous system is caffeine. So switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to new coffee flavor Instant Postum. No caffeine, no jumpy nerves, and can't keep you awake. Try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days, and you'll look better, feel better, and act better.
Got those eyes of blue, kisses too. I never knew what love could do. Can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me, way high. Just can't imagine that you love me. But after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love, that you're in love with me.
Hey, Bing, that was a good song. You did it well.
Carpenter, you're very generous.
Well,
thank you.
Yes, I really am, I guess.
What? Wait a minute.
Sincerely, Bing,
you overdid it?
No, that's great.
Not a
respect
or anything?
No, not a bit.
Thank you.
Sincerely, Bing, the way you sang that gave me the same heady feeling that I get on a clear day in Los Angeles. One of those
Rare days when I can look through my windshield and see the onrushing cars.
Yes, that's an exhilarating experience. But mind you, Mr. Carpenter, I am not among those Los Angelinos who infer that the smog has a dire and disastrous potential.
Oh, well, not that you're in favor of smog.
Oh, no. I'm against it. I earnestly hope that our city brethren conquer the problem post-haste. I only say that I've been in large communities which have a much murkier problem. That's what I say.
You mean London, perchance?
Kenneth, to help me, I was in London one night, and blimey, the thickness of that fog. It was that thick.
Almost as thick as that egg, sir. Yes, that thick. Well, tell me, sir, how thick is that thick?
I'm telling you, laddie, the bobbies had all snow shovels, and they was a shoveling hit off the sidewalks into the streets. That's how thick it was now.
Although I believe you all the way, but I still don't see how that gets rid of the fog. I mean, what happens in London when they shovels the fog off from the sidewalks into the streets?
Lord, lummy, gold blimey, them big rotary plows comes along and they throws it right back up on the sidewalks. That's what happens.
Oh, blimey.
You think that's blimey, Mr. Carpenter? Did I ever tell you about the great blizzard of 1888?
In London, sir?
Now, you can put away the Piccadilly patois, Kenneth. The blizzard of 1888 hit the United States exactly 67 years ago today. No winter storm before or since compared to the big snow blow of 1888.
By the way, what were you doing at the time, Bing?
Oh, thanks a chunk. Ed Murrow had his person-to-person cameras in my abode. It was a minute before airtime, and I was madly shoveling my way home from Paramount.
Oh, no. Oh, Bing, that's ridiculous. In 1888, well, you were just a kid. Well, what I mean is, Jack Benny was just a kid.
Keep talking.
I guess... By the way, come to think of it, I guess you weren't even born yet.
Kenneth,
hardly.
Are you not interested in the great blizzard of 1808? Answer yes or no in the fewest possible ways. Listen up.
Sir, I have a deep-rooted inquisitiveness concerning the remarkable elemental disturbance to which you refer.
Windy, but affirmative, I guess. And what a wind was howling 67 years ago today. The great blizzard gathered force as far west as the Rockies, roared eastward and paused long enough to give the Great Lakes region a brief preview of its awesome power. Shifting into overdrive, it scooted off into a southerly direction, off the seaboard in the general vicinity of Cape Hatteras.
North Carolina.
You're with me, Kenneth. Off Cape Hatteras, it met another gargantuan storm moving northward. And finally, Mother Nature struck the middle Atlantic states with every weapon in the arsenal of winter weather. The snow came down like bales of cotton. The wind graduated from gale to hurricane. It sharpened the snow into sleet with edges that cut human skin. It ripped out all forms of communications. It piled the snow into white mountains. And it lashed the ocean white caps into miniature tidal waves.
Hardly a fit night to be out in a canoe, was it?
May I say that nobody was paddling Madeline home that night, Mr. Carpenter.
Are there any figures on how much snow fell?
Well, those given to exaggeration claim that even in sheltered spots, the snow was higher than Gary Cooper with his umbrella.
Pretty
now,
fine.
That's tall.
Yeah.
Another devotee of the tall tale claims that he was skiing around New York the next day and he bumped into the television tower on the Empire State Building.
Wait a minute. In 1888, there wasn't any television nor any Empire State Building.
That's why there's some doubt concerning this gentleman's claims. Reasonable doubt there. The actual snowfall, Kenneth, was 21 inches, but the hurricane made drifts that buried thousands of homes, right up to the second-story window. Big towns like Manhattan and Philly had a terrible struggle digging out. Snowplows had as high as 28 horses pulling them.
Must look like giant dog sleds.
And, Kenneth, regarding your previous remark about being out in a canoe on a night like this, surprisingly enough, the loss of life, some 400, was confined mainly to the cities and the countryside.
Sailors were packing a rabbit foot that night, huh?
Yeah, sort of. Fortunately, along most of the Atlantic seaboard, the wind was offshore, you see. At Delaware Breakwater, however, the harbor was jammed with ships of all sizes. The vessels were all nicely anchored to ride out an anticipated strongish wind from the southeast. Suddenly, without warning, the wind shifted to the northwest, and the great blizzard struck a sledgehammer blow. Anchor chains parted like daisy chains. Masts began snapping like twigs, and rigging, canvas, and cordage were flying around like great chunks of confetti.
Sounds like a quiet night at Toots Shores.
Stay with me, will you? Don't digress.
Gleason,
like,
you know all the...
Yes, Gleason and DiMaggio and Sinatra and Pat O'Brien and Jimmy Cannon and all of them. Stay with me now, will you? Anyhow, many heroic rescues were made by the men of the Lewes, Delaware life-saving station. Men strong and brave enough to crawl on their hands and knees through a jet stream of sleet and sand to get lifelines out to the sinking ships. And so, Mr. Carpenter, let us remember the great blizzard of 1888 and never again complain about the smog in Los Angeles.
Bing, I want to tell you, I'm so impressed with the ferocity of that most colossal March blizzard in our nation's history that during your next song, I shall gladly step outside and inhale a few deep breaths of hydrocarbons.
You're a game boy. Meanwhile, Buddy Cole, shall we churn up a mild musical blizzard here?
This old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in darkness when the lightning walks about. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window panes. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. Getting shaky, this old house is a getting old. This old house lets in the rain, this old house lets in the cold. On my knees I'm getting chilly, but I feel no fear, no pain, 'cause I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. He don't know I'm gonna leave, else he'd wake up by the fireplace and he'd sit and howl and grieve. But my hunting days are over, ain't gonna hunt the coon no more. Gabriel brought in my chariot when the wind blew down the door. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window panes. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, fellas. And once again, here's Galen Drake.
You ever wonder if you've outgrown fun? Well, fun isn't just for children or the rich, you know. Fun is what keeps you feeling young and looking young, and you need it. But maybe you're missing out. Maybe you drag through the day, lose your temper easily. You're not sick, but you're not well either. Well, you're not alone. Lots of people feel that way. They're missing out on fun, too, and they don't know why either. Now, your doctor would tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the human nervous system is caffeine. Would you like to feel right again? Well, switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to the new coffee flavor Instant Postum, now available for the first time. Not a bit of caffeine, a sleepless hour, or a headache in it. You try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days, and then you can start in having fun again.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
So we come to the end of another happy chore for this week. It's been most enjoyable. I hope that you have a fine weekend. And I hope, too, that I'll be seeing you on Monday.
The Bing Crosby Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, the wonderful-tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. Try some soon. Enjoy new coffee flavor Instant Postum, and you'll enjoy your sleep. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy.